Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
Question: can a person really change? And a lot of people doubt and say, no, your past defines your future. What you find in the past, whatever you planted, like you're going to reap it in the future. And you know, to one extent, absolutely, I preach that. However, I still believe that people can change. Why? Because I've seen it happen with my two eyes. Let me tell you about two guys I know who are quote-unquote impossible cases. They were guys who were, let's call them, the worldly guys. They would never go to a prayer meeting, and whenever they go to church, it was just because they had to accompany their wives. And they would go to church, and then when homily comes, they would stand up, go out of the church, and they would smoke. Right? And then after that, when the homily is over, they will, you know, silently go in. And yeah, that's why they call themselves the outstanding members of the church. You heard that joke before. These guys had affairs. They were terrible husbands. They would have one woman here and another woman there and mention a vice and they have it. Drinking, gambling, whatever. My friends, one day they had a turning point experience, where they walked into a prayer meeting, they walked into the feast. We didn't call it feast at that time, but they walked right there into our prayer meeting and they met Jesus and they changed their lives. And so for 30 to 40 years, I'm not joking, 30 to 40 years, they've been missionaries. Yes, they're in their 70s now. And they have transformed their lives. They have been faithful husbands. They have removed their vices. They dedicated their lives preaching God's word. My friend, I believe there is nothing impossible with God. And I believe the past does not define the future. It influences, it affects, absolutely, but it does not define it. I still believe that God performs miracles. Now, to answer the first question I asked you, can people really change? Number one, God has to do it. And number two, He usually does it in a very slow way. Those two fellow missionaries of mine that I shared with you, when they gave their life to the Lord, it's not like instant change. No, they themselves will tell you it took decades for their life to be absolutely transformed, to become better husbands to their wives and better fathers to their children. And even to this day, in their 70s, they will tell you God is still transforming them. In our gospel for today, Jesus talked about how to be born again to Nicodemus, because Nicodemus comes from this whole different background of, you know, studying the 613 laws of Moses, and the way he related to God is very different. And Jesus says, you've got to be born again in your thinking. You've got to be born again in the way you relate to God. You've got to be born again. Start from scratch. And my friend, that is God's invitation for you. Please know, again, I'm going to answer that question. Can people really change? And the answer is yes, because God is doing the changing. And all you say is yes, again and again and again for the rest of your life. And He will continue to transform you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Everybody say, Jesus, I thank you that you are doing something wonderful in my life. And you are transforming me. You are changing me. You are bringing me into your kingdom. And thank you, Father, that you are sanctifying me and making me new. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Are you looking for a place to replenish your spirit? a place to encounter God, a community that will journey with you in the Lord. Join the feast, our spirit will gathering like no other. Find out more through Facebook, and I'll see you there.